At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hannah Murray on TRE in the afternoon.
Joining us on the line now is Sarah Maxwell. She's the founder of Saucy Books, London's first independent bookstore dedicated to romance, the most popular genre in the world. She's a lifelong romantic with a sharp eye for storytelling and created Saucy Books as a love letter to independent bookstores, bold women, and the belief that pleasure is a worthy pursuit. Welcome to the show, Sarah.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks for joining us. And what a great idea. I can't believe this hasn't been done before.
I felt the same way.
Amazing. So how and when did you come up with the idea then? What was the kind of thought process behind it?
I had met Helen Fielding, the author of Bridget Jones, back in February, and I was so in awe of her. I love that book so much. And I went to go find some of my favorite romance authors that following weekend. And I was, you know, I really struggled. I couldn't find anybody. And it made me really frustrated. And so I thought, you know what, I think, you know, it's time that London has a romance bookstore. And so I started looking into it and decided, why not have it be me? And I come from a background in tech. So it was a very big departure from my previous career, running software businesses, but I'm having the best time. It's so much fun.
Oh, I bet. And for people who don't know much about books or maybe think, oh, not really into romance books, it's such a massive genre and covers so many different types of things, doesn't it? It's not just a classic kind of girl meets boy, happy ever after ending. There's like, it's a big umbrella term, isn't it?
It is. It's actually a huge genre. And in some ways, I think that the perception is that certain fiction books aren't romance. And I have a lot of customers who come in, they say, oh, I don't read romance. And then they look and they're like, oh, I've actually read that and that and that. And so, you know, we kind of have everything from contemporary fiction, like your Sally Rooney's of the world, to, you know, all the way into fantasy and a little, and then everything in between, which makes it really fun. There's something for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the big sort of genres that's come out in recent years is romantasy, which is a mixture of romance and fantasy. And that's become incredibly popular. Loads of the bestsellers are all in the romantasy genre, aren't they?
I have a lot of romantasy readers and we carry a ton of romantasy titles. I just finished one yesterday called Arcana Academy by Elise Kova. And it's the magic system is based in tarot and all the tarot cards. And it is so, so good. So romantasy is such a fun genre because it blends everything you want. Like it has the fantasy elements, really strong storytelling and plot, plus, you know, romantic elements too. So I think that, you know, that genre is definitely going to just continue to grow.
Yeah. How about Mills and Boone?
There's always a place for Mills and Boone. I have lots of customers who come in who are big fans of Mills and Boone and have such like affinity and special place in their heart for all of those kind of titles. So, you know, like I said, there's honestly something for everyone.
And vampires, again, that's become incredibly popular over the years, all the different vampire series that have come out. And so many of them can go into romance.
Oh, definitely. Right now, the store is curated for beach reads and like beach is very beach themed. So if you've seen any photos online, it looks like a little bit of a beach house, but I'm changing it seasonally. And so fall coming up in September will be this like dark academia. So I'm really excited to curate all the vampires, Twilight type of stories. It feels very seasonal. And I think you know, customers are going to be really excited about that.
Oh, that's great. That must be such fun doing that with the shop, changing the theme according to the season and thing. That's a great idea.
I think that because the genre is so big, you do need a level of curation. And I find that, thankfully, a lot of customers are seasonal readers, just like me. And so they feel like reading a beach read in June, July, August. Come September, they kind of want to move into something more cozy or paranormal. And fortunately, there's so much to play with that, like, we get to offer that all year round and just change with the seasons and create this sort of curation within the genre, which makes it really fun.
Yeah. It's interesting, isn't it, how so many people do change the kind of books they're reading depending on the time of year. And a beach read is a classic example. I mean, some people might like sitting in their house in England in the cold in the winter reading a beach read, but for most people, it goes with the season. The idea of being on holiday, lying on a sun lounger in the sun and reading a story about a holiday romance or something is great.
Definitely. I mean, I don't know if you've ever read The Spanish Love Deception, but that is one of my most popular summer reads. It's not a recent one, but it is a fan favorite and people love it so much. And I think when we get a lot of customers who come and they say, oh, I'm going to Italy or I'm going to France, or so I want a book that's set in that place. And we have those for them. Yeah. So it does offer that sort of true escapism and lounge chair, like, relaxation.
What's that one called, you said? I'm writing it down.
It is The Spanish Love Deception by Elena Armas.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll look into that, The Spanish Love Deception. And another genre where there can be a massive crossover, I guess, is historical fiction. You know, there's a lot of books that will have a love story in them, but also will be set in a certain time period of history.
Yes, yes. Historical romances are really popular, especially kind of the Regency ones that are similar to Bridgerton. So people who really enjoy that series are sort of looking for something similar. Sophie Irwin, she just wrote her book, How to Lose a Lord in 10 Days. It came out at the end of July. And that's been a really popular sort of more historical romance that we've had in the shop that people are really enjoying.
Mm. So do people come in and generally know the kind of thing they're looking for? Or what's your standard customer? I guess everyone's very different, but how do they react when they come into the shop generally?
Oh, usually with like glee, and they're so excited. They're like, it's so pretty and it has all my favorite books. We have a mix of customers who are just looking for something fun to read, and then we have very avid readers who are very up to date with like the release schedules and when new titles are coming out, and they've had things on their list for a while. I would say I'm very fortunate that I get a lot of international customers, so I have a lot of people throughout Europe who have come to Saucy Books seeking out sort of English copies of things and books that they've had a hard time finding in their home country. And so they tend to have a sense of like what they'd really like to read. And yeah, most people are really well intentioned. Like they kind of have like one or two books in mind that they want, and then they might see something in person that gets like them excited. And we love giving a recommendation. So we, you know, it feels almost like a prescribing, like a balm. You're like, okay, what do you feel like right now? What are you in the mood for? What have you been watching? And I try to tailor, my team and I try to tailor a recommendation and expose some new titles to someone.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, it helps massively, doesn't it? That it's obviously something that you're really passionate about and know a lot about. So, you know, there'd be nothing worse than going into a bookshop like yours and asking for recommendations and the staff being like, oh, I don't know. I don't really read romance.
Well, yeah. I think the one thing there's a couple of things that are unique about Saucy Books, but people genuinely like to talk about books in the store. So it's one of those shopping experiences where you come and you kind of hang out for a little bit. Most people aren't like in and out very quickly. Like they like to stand around and talk to each other, you know, swap like books that they're reading with other customers and then genuinely chat about what they're reading, what they like. We did on Sunday, we hosted an Akati, which is the synonym for Akatar, Court of Thorn and Roses, which is a very popular romanticy series. And so everyone came into the store and kind of gave me their fan theories for book 6, which is hopefully coming out, if not later this year, beginning of next. And that was quite fun to hear everyone. They love talking about books so much. So, you know, we're always kind of up for a chat.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. And you're based in Notting Hill, aren't you? Which is obviously a very popular tourist area. So there must be lots of people who maybe haven't heard about the bookshop and just come across you and are like, oh my goodness, this is amazing.
We definitely, yeah. And we're in the heart of kind of rom-com central in London. So Notting Hill has a lot of reference points from various movies. The Love Actually house is around the corner from the store, and then the film Notting Hill itself and Bridget Jones. And so people do like to come into the area because it has that association, and then they get excited about finding, you know, a new romance book. And we try to introduce people to some of the local British authors. There's a few authors that live in the neighborhood that we carry. And so that's also quite fun to, you know, expose people to.
Oh, lovely. And are you quite adventurous when it comes to trying new books, or do you know what you like and stick to it?
Well, as a bookseller myself, I actually have quite a broad reading like level taste. And so I like to read a lot of different things. Of course, my focus for my business is romance, but I always say that if somebody wants something else outside the genre, I'm happy to order it for them. So a lot of people's like partners will order their books through me, or their older kids' books through me, you know, for their family. And so I'm pretty adventurous in terms of what I like to read. I genuinely just believe that reading is such a great way to escape and explore new worlds, explore different sides of yourself, build empathy, and, you know, get a different view of the world. So, you know, as long as you're reading, I think it doesn't really matter what you're reading, as long as you're reading. It has so many benefits.
Definitely. And are you one of those readers that once you've started a book, you have to finish it? Or if you're not really enjoying it by the first couple of chapters, are you happy to stop?
I finish all my books I read.
Do you? Wow. Yeah. I'm impressed.
Yeah. I feel so guilty not finishing a book. So even if I'm enjoying it, I will still power through it, which I know a lot of people who have, you know, they don't feel guilty about that at all. And they put it down if they're not enjoying it. But no, I tend to just read the whole thing.
I mean, does it ever turn around? If you're really not enjoying the book, do you ever find yourself going, oh, actually, it's not too bad? Or does it kind of say, oh, this is a hard slog, but I'm going to pursue it to the end?
I've been so fortunate that everything I've read in the last like 6 months, I've genuinely enjoyed so much. I think the quality of writing and the types of stories out there are so good right now that I'm almost like, it's almost difficult to pick what to read next. And so I haven't had that issue yet in a while. So I think I think for now we're good. I've enjoyed everything I've read so far.
That's really good. And how do you choose what you're going to read? I mean, are you keeping an eye on the bestseller charts and things like that? Or do people recommend books to you? How do you pick?
It's a little bit of, it's a combination. I'm fortunate that I get early access to books. So books that haven't been published yet, I'll get sort of proofs or advanced copies of, which is good to sort of test and, you know, I want to read and see if they're a good fit for future, like to bring in future. Definitely based off of customer like insights and what people are loving. If there's a certain title that's like flying off the shelves for whatever reason, I'll be like, okay, why is that? And let me read it. And then just things that I think personally just I find interesting and I'm drawn to. So it's a little bit of a mix of everything. The benefit of being a bookseller, and I think my team would agree, is that we're doing it for research, right? So they love reading, and we try and get everybody to read lots of different things.
Yeah, brilliant.
I'm always open to a recommendation if someone has it.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you read all the Housemaid stuff? I got into that a few months ago.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, it's so good.
So good.
I went through a big psychological thriller phase. So before,
been there,
before
done
I was
that.
Off the romance. And actually now there's a fair amount of cross. There's going to be some crossover. There's some new books coming out in the fall that are kind of romance psychological thrillers that look really good. So I'm quite excited to bring some more of those in. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Brilliant. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, if people ever find themselves in London, they must visit Notting Hill and visit Saucy Books. And there's a website as well, saucybooks.com. So you can find out more information from there. We've been chatting to the founder, Sarah Maxwell. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us.
You are so welcome. And I ship all over continental Europe. So if somebody wants books for me, just let me know. I'm happy to.
Perfect. Great to know. Thanks, Sarah. Take care. Bye.
Take care.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.